Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is with Emily Collitz of Australia and Alyssa Sparings. Hello, Alyssa. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Wisconsin, been based out of Missouri, though, for about the past 5 years.
Yes, ma'am, an Eastern girl. And where in Australia are you from, young lady?
I'm from Brisbane, which is in Queensland, Australia.
Yes, ma'am. And you've come halfway around the world to chase your dreams?
Yeah, I definitely have. I landed last night at 8:30 and headed straight to the rodeo today.
Oh, you're kidding. And that's about a 17, 18-hour flight?
My longest flight was 14 hours and then had another three on top of that, so 25 hours altogether.
Have you been to the United States before?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to jump on the circuit last year, and yeah, lucky enough to jump on it again this year.
Well, obviously a return customer and you're having a good time.
Oh, of course. You can't get me away from here.
How did you do last year?
I struggled coming off the Australian horses. Your guys have bigger horses, stronger horses, so it took a little while to get into the rhythm, but today I rode time and yeah, got back into it pretty quick.
Very good. Alyssa Sparings, tell us about the world of lady bronc riding.
It's an amazing camaraderie that goes on. You know, all these girls, they whoop and they're a holler for each other. They're helping set saddles. They're videoing for each other. I mainly ride open rodeos until I found this association with the Women's Ranch Bronc Championships, and it's an amazing experience.
Well, one thing that I have noticed and like about it, like in youth bull riding or bucking horse riding, is they select the stock. And that's huge. I mean, they spend a lot of money to find the horses that are right for you, and that appears to be working.
Yeah, definitely. We do have some great horses and some contractors really looking after us.
Well, it makes a difference because, I mean, you can get on Godzilla. I mean, it's like stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson, and that's not what we're here to do. We're here to have some fun and ride some bucking horses and entertain people. And I must admit, it is entertaining. And as an announcer, you want your contestants ready to go, and you were. And the crowd literally joined in on your all's cheering for one another. I've never heard so many screaming women behind the chutes, and I think it's great.
Yes, sir. It's definitely a little deafening there sometimes.
Do they have women's bronc riding in Australia much?
We do have a few women's bronc ridings. It's still rather new, so we're breaking the ice and trying to get into some more rodeos. Being over here is really opening everyone's eyes back home to showing them we can do it. We do take it seriously, so just breaking the ice down under.
There you go. Where does this season take you, and where are the finals this year?
So we are currently on the trail to Cheyenne, which will host the world finals for the WRBC, and it will be in Cheyenne. We will have the U.S. finals here in a couple of weeks down at Steamboat, Colorado. And so we're all just kind of trying to get points on the board and get out to Cheyenne.
Well, that's an awesome time. If you've never been to the Cheyenne Frontier Days, the daddy of them all is special. I attended college at the University of Wyoming, won a lot of money over the years riding bareback horses in Cheyenne, and it's just really special to get in front of that many people that appreciate our sport. And you've got to take in all of the sights and visit all of the people, and I think you will. What are the rewards of a sport like lady bronc riding?
Well, there is some pretty good prize money there in the pot. It definitely, I think a lot of girls, they gain a lot of confidence in who they are as people through a sport like this. They know exactly how their body works. They know who they are and what they are and what they can accomplish.
That's words of our champion, Australia's Emily Collitz and Missouri's Alyssa Sparings. Ladies, thank you very much. It has been a joy and a pleasure to visit with you today.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for having us.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.